Show with Brock and Hunter.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Rock 107 WIRX.
I'm gonna make your ears bleed.
Everything that rocks.
Yeah. Good morning. 8:12, Flabby Morning Show. How are ya? Come on, what you doing? Tell you what. If you get to go back and watch Viva La Bam, it's a fantastic show. Unbelievable show, man. You know, they gave them $300,000 an episode to do with whatever they wanted to. If they gave Brock and I $300,000 an episode, I mean, nobody ever would. But yeah, that's why they had so many different stunts. That's why they were crushing cars. Why they had an elephant in their yard. Why they painted their house blue. Because, well, none of the parents really cared. They got 300 grand to do with whatever they wanted. So quick fact there for you, huh? How about that? Let's take a look at your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Your best buds in the biz. What's up, Katie? Listen up. This story is kind of, oh boy. Well, it ain't a story. This really happened. Probably isn't the greatest way to get a job. Guy was out there, though, trying. 22-year-old guy named Nicholas Mark. He's from Pennsylvania. Went to a pizza shop last week and applied for a job. All right, there you go. He's trying to contribute to society. Decided, you know, it's time to buckle down and do something. Make a little bit of money and make the world turn. Well, it did turn. And when he was done filling out his job application, he grabbed the tip jar with about $220 inside off the counter and took off, ran outside. See ya. An employee named, dude, this is the best. An employee named Wilmer Chinchilla. That's no joke. An employee named Wilmer Chinchilla. It's an amazing name, by the way. He took off after him, but Nicholas pulled out a knife. So Wilmer Chinchilla, he backed off. Ah, I'm good. Take the 220. I don't need to die. But because this is ridiculous, but because Nicholas had applied for the job using his real information, moron, the staff had his name. They had his address. They had all other stuff to contact, where he lived. Boom. Just gave it right to the cops. Plus, Nicholas left his backpack behind with a bunch of drug paraphernalia inside. The cops tracked down Nicholas and arrested him for robbery, theft, assault, possession of drug paraphernalia, and much more. List doesn't end there. So there you go. If you're applying for a job and you look to the side and you see that tip jar there, it's full. You know, just go with the job because you're probably going to make more than $220 in a couple weeks. You know? So there you go. That's your WTF this morning. I'll be back.